with tight end Paul Kaufman, and we're going to talk a little bit about how he came to be a Packer. It's kind of an interesting story.
It might be more than 2 minutes. Played at Kansas State, where we were probably one of the worst college football teams around at that time. Won one game my junior year, one game my senior year. I was 6'3", 212 pounds, not exactly the size you're looking for an NFL tight end. But luckily for me, my roommate Gary Spaney was an All-American linebacker. And back in those days, they didn't have a combine where they brought all the players in to work them out. The NFL coaches would come to the university and work the players out. So Gary would tell me, you know, who was coming in to work him out. And Green Bay came in. I was able to come with him. And John Meyer, the linebacker coach, worked us out. We had to actually go in the Ahern Fieldhouse, which is the basketball fieldhouse, because it was raining. Ran us through all the drills, agility, and he was working with Gary on his drops and throwing the football. And so he ran me on some routes. He had a terrible arm. I mean, for a linebacker coach, he didn't have a good arm. He was throwing balls. I had to dive into the stands up in the basketball court to catch him. And apparently he thought, you know, hey, here's a kid that, you know, will bust his butt, you know, bring him to camp. And again, back in those days, you could bring 120 players to camp because a lot of the guys, the veterans, were out of shape. They had jobs in the off season, and so they'd bring people like me into camp just to make the lines long so the veteran wouldn't have to go every other play. He'd get a little bit of rest. So luckily, I got invited to camp. They had 5 tight ends on the depth chart. My name was number 5, so every day I went to practice, I didn't know whether I was going home or going to practice.